if you are working in a materialistic environment, how can you remember that we are doing it for Krishna? It's not so much a remembrance, it's not so much a recollection, it's not so much a specific recollection as a driving intention. It's just like Vishwanathipita would use the example. Say, if a householder is working away from their home, and they're working away from their home, they will be doing their business, dealing with their client, talking with different people, but in their heart they know, I am doing this for my family. My children are there, my family members are there, and through all this I am maintaining them. So it's not that constantly they are remembering the family members. When they have to do their job, they have to do their job. So when we talk about remembrance, remembering that we are doing this for Krishna, it is not just a specific moment-to-moment recollection. It is more of an overall driving intention. Why am I doing this? When Arjuna was fighting a war, it was not that, you know, he was looking at it, shooting at Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna! Hare! It was not like that. He was fighting seriously. And he was using all the knowledge of archery that he had for fighting the war. But his intention was to serve Krishna. So, first of all, by our sadhana bhakti, by our study of scriptures, the intention becomes deep-rooted in us. But ultimately, my life's ultimate goal is Krishna. Then, over a period of time, as we keep practicing Krishna Bhakti, Krishna enters more and more into our consciousness. And then, whatever we are specifically doing, we are aware of that, but that goes into the background. And why we are doing it comes into the foreground. Just like, say, some first time we speak in public, you know, we are extremely conscious, you know, how are people looking at me, is my tilak straight, you know. So many things we are conscious of at that time. We are very, very self-conscious. But then, if we keep speaking, after some time, that self-consciousness goes down and the substance consciousness increases. What am I speaking? Not so much how I am looking. I say, you know, have I prepared my content properly? Am I speaking properly? And beyond that, then our intent becomes, you know, I am speaking for Krishna. So, while we are functioning in the material world, we have to be aware of the material situation. But our consciousness has a foreground awareness and a background awareness. So initially, the material setting is in the foreground. And the spiritual is in the background. A few years ago, the first time I came to America, the mind was, oh, you're in America. The mind was saying like that. But then after some time, okay, whether I'm in India or America or Africa, ultimately I'm speaking about Krishna, that is important. So when something is new, the situation stays in the foreground. But once we become more purposeful, when Krishna becomes internalized within us, then the setting doesn't matter so much. It's the purpose that matters. So that's how gradually that I'm serving Krishna, this will come more in the foreground of our consciousness. It will come more in the center of our consciousness. And beyond that, we can also try to, within our schedule, have some spiritual reminding breaks. Maybe during lunch I will hear some class, or during, if we have some breaks, we have some pictures of Krishna, we have some kirtans of Krishna. So we try to spiritualize our consciousness as much as possible. So if we do that, keep our overall intention clear, get Krishna into the foreground as much as possible over time, and then have periodic reminders about Krishna, and gradually by that our consciousness will become spiritualized.